Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as expected, we finally have been able to catch up and start testing for Omicron. And it's really interesting how they did this. I'll kind of walk you guys through how it happened in California. But we've had now our second case reported of the Omicron variant, now in a Minnesota case. So the first case was found in San Francisco, California. The other, I don't want to say found. The first case was detected, was tested positive in a case in San Francisco, California, another one in Minnesota. Both of these cases have been in individuals who have been fully vaccinated. An Israeli doctor has spoken out saying he's fully vaccinated. He came down with Omicron COVID after attending a conference in London. My guess is Omicron has been out for about a month, maybe 6 weeks. And so only now we're starting to catch up by testing it. So let me just kind of review a couple of the cases we have right now. Again, the Omicron variant is a variant that we're still getting mixed messaging on how serious it is. Many people are saying pretty mild. This gentleman in California who got it, mild, didn't need to be hospitalized. Overall feeling pretty good. I think already recovering, even though he's currently in quarantining. And many doctors speaking out of South Africa have said, look, guys, it's mild. But then again, we're also hearing that hospitalizations are up, that it's becoming the dominant strain in South Africa and other neighboring countries. So you start to wonder, okay, you know, what's the real story? It's going to take us a good week or two at least to get a little better grip on this because we're only now testing it. Most of the people that are currently hospitalized, we're assuming is Delta variant, but if they didn't actually test for Omicron, we won't know. So that is still a kind of a lengthy process. So in San Francisco, the case occurred in a fully vaccinated resident who had returned from South Africa on November 22nd. Health officials said he's already improving. And with that case, and hold on one second here, my internet's being a little bit slow. What was interesting about that was that person self-reported. So when he or she became ill, they reached out to be evaluated. The test came back positive. But then what they did is let me get credit where credit is due. This was I'm sorry, my internet is really being slow. I'm still broadcasting from home because of the surgery. But the resident did not develop symptoms until Thanksgiving Day. 2 days later, on November 28th, he was tested, got the results back the next day, and was positive. He had traveled into San Francisco International Airport from South Africa on November 22nd. So it took about 6 days for him to get tested and turn up positive. Then he reached out. The public officials, Dr. Charles Chu, his laboratory at the University of California, San Francisco, did the analysis. He's an infectious disease specialist and director of UCSF Abbott Viral Diagnostics and Discovery Center. So he got a nose sample from the patient. By the time he got it was about 10 p.m. His lab ran this molecular test that looks for something called the S gene dropout. Now, this S gene dropout is where a spike gene is not detected on a test, and you only see that, I believe, with the Alpha variant and the Omicron variant and not the other. was. So when they saw that there was this quote-unquote dropout variant, they knew that they might then have an Omicron because we aren't seeing the alpha wave come through to that degree. So then what they did is they sequenced the genome, and that took about 8 hours. At 4 a.m., then I guess the results were in, and that's how they knew they actually had Omicron. So you see, it was a multi-step process. However, some people might say, look, we could speed this up. If all of these samples have the S gene dropout and we don't have the alpha wave, we could assume it's Omicron. But here's the problem. We can't be half-assed with this because we have Biden about to make some decisions with travel bans. We have, you know, all sorts of drama going on right now in terms of possible restrictions that they're going to, you know, really need to be able to tell us if this is Omicron or not. So now we're hearing that another fully vaccinated man in Minnesota who recently traveled from a convention in New York City became ill on November 22nd. This is why I said, I think this has been around already for a little while. And he has now tested positive for Omicron. Fully vaccinated, mild symptoms. So, what does that tell us? Well, one is that, you know, might already be in New York because he got exposed to New York. Two is, looks like if you're fully vaccinated, it might be mild. Three is, despite vaccination, it might be mild. Four is, despite vaccination, you could still get it. Again, we're only talking about two cases. But as we're starting to get more data, we'll be able to kind of advise people a little bit more on what's going on. I'm still, like, shocked that everybody kind of went into absolute panic mode. And I know many of you have kind of disagreed with me going, well, we need travel bans, we need travel bans. I have no problem with a travel ban if it's a consistent one. You can't have thousands upon thousands of people flooding the border, but then restricting people from a South African country where it might not have even originated. I mean, we have to be consistent here. If you want to really limit, then you tighten up all borders. In fact, I'm hearing rumors that Biden might bring back the Trump Remain in Mexico policy. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. So when it comes to Omicron, you know, people ask, will the vaccine help? The vaccine is made for the wild type, and I've been saying this for now months. When are we going to fine-tune and fine-tweak our vaccine? But I got to tell you, I still feel like I have some pretty good protection. One is the Delta wave is still prevalent, and we do know that the vaccine offers protection against the Delta wave. Two is, I still think we're kind of falling all over and tripping over each other, figuring out this Omicron variant. So if you can get the booster, I'd recommend get the booster. But I would really recommend that we do what we should have done months ago and update with these spike proteins we've been seeing since day one and get a better vaccine. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every time there's a school shooting, people start to ask, did the child have autism? Did the child have Asperger's? And if they believe they did, then the conversation comes up as to, okay, well, then is there a link? And I always tell people to kind of caution and slow their roll because there's a lot of things you have to kind of look at. But, you know, I understand why people come up with those theories. Yeah. So when Ethan Crumbly, Ethan Crumbly is the alleged shooter. of the Oxford High School shooting that happened in Michigan that sadly killed four, shot multiple others. And it was Justin Schilling died, Tate Meyer, Hannah St. Juliana, Madison Baldwin. And so when the school shooting happened, people asked, you know, okay, are they male? Are they female? Are they, you know, did they have Asperger's? Did they? And everybody wants to profile a shooter. And I'm telling you right now, when you look at school shootings and when you look at the gamut, you can't just profile, shall we say, somebody based on certain traits that they have. Okay, so let's get that out of the way. But many people were concerned because when they saw, they were like, well, you know, was it somebody who was white? Was it somebody who was bullied? Usually kids who are bullied might have Asperger's or they might have autism or high-functioning autism. And so, you know, already the theory started to flow. And Ethan Crumbly, you know, 15 years old. His brother had said he never noticed anything odd with him. Apparently there were some school meetings that happened with the child. I look more at what was going on environmentally and what was going more on behaviorally. But when they posted his picture online, already people are thinking, okay, you see, he has Asperger's. Now, where are people getting, well, somebody has the look? There was a study that came out years ago that had said that individuals or boys that may have Asperger's or autism might have some certain phenotypical characteristics. And that study had found that there might be a more round face, brown eyes, wider set eyes, clumsy in sports, all sorts of other things. But there was a phenotypic look. And so I got nervous when people started to see Ethan McCrumbly and start to, you know, because having people in my family with Asperger's and, you know, autism and with the prevalence of it, we need to be very, very careful making these assumptions. And I looked at a whole variety of school shooters. Okay, Adam Lanza had autism. Adam Lanza did the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, but he also looked like he had hyperthyroid. If you look at Adam Lanza, he had that look where he was skinny, the eyes, it looked like he had exophthalmos. So he almost looked like he had a degree of hyperthyroid. James Holmes didn't necessarily have brown eyes. I think James Holmes has green eyes. He was the Aurora, Colorado shooter. Yes, he was brunette, but the average boy is brunette. And James Holmes also seemed to maybe have some exophthalmos appearing look. So what, are we going to say hyperthyroid if we found that many of these individuals' thyroids were off, or hypothyroid is linked to crime? We need to be very, very careful with that. Where, though, people are coming up with it, because here's the thing, you know, I could say, okay, guys, you don't know what you're talking about, and I could, you know, let's kind of find out why people are entertaining that theory. When you look at school shootings, a common thread is being bullied, being picked on, not being popular. So, I don't have Asperger's or autism, but I wasn't popular, I wasn't pretty. I got bullied. Alright? We get the degree of people getting bullied is probably a thousandfold more than we think. So when you say, well, if it was somebody that got bullied, okay, how many of us get bullied but we don't shoot up a school? So, you know, you got to put things into perspective. The average person is bullied. In fact, even good-looking people get bullied. They don't act it. They're like, oh, I'm popular and I'm all pretty and I'm this. But they get bullied too. Everybody's been bullied. I don't know anybody who hasn't gotten bullied. Everybody has felt pressured in some degree or another or some sort of peer pressure. So saying, well, it was some kid who was bullied, you can't narrow that down because everybody has been bullied. Now, children with Asperger's and with autism are very, very intelligent. They are more intelligent than society. And some of the reasons why these kids get bullied is because they're very honest. Whereas I might stumble over myself trying to not say what needs to be said and try to say something or laugh at a stupid joke. Somebody with Asperger's is going to say that wasn't funny. And people will take that in society wrong. They'll be like, oh my gosh, you're a jerk. Or you're, you know, what's wrong with you? Why don't you just laugh like anybody else? Meanwhile, the child with Asperger's and autism is going, why did Dahlia laugh at that joke? That joke wasn't even funny. So she forced herself to fake laugh? So your average Asperger and autistic kid is very, very smart. And they are so smart that they might not do a lot of these stupid societal trends. We pick up these societal trends. Like, I remember in the 90s, people would take their Toyota truck, take away the other letters, and just have Yo. And that was a trend. Okay? Anybody who thought it was stupid didn't really say so because it was popular. Somebody with Asperger's or autism might be like, that's dumb. You just desecrated your vehicle. You took away the brand for it to say Yo. How? Why? That made no sense. So they might not fit in. They might not go with the trends. Probably the typical Asperger child looked at the pet rock because that was stupid. Probably the typical Asperger child looked at a Cabbage Patch Kid as a very ugly doll, and what's the point? Average Asperger and autistic child probably looked at Billy Bass Fish Mouth and said, huh? Are you kidding me? They're very bright. They're very intelligent. Sadly, though, they might not make as many friends. If they don't make the team, if they aren't the football star, in society and in school these days, they fall off that popularity curve. So, a child that ends up turning into a school shooter, okay? I don't know if Crumbly had autism or not, or Asperger's, or a thyroid disorder, or diabetes, or if he took vitamin C, all right? You could do a whole slew of studies taking every single child shooter and trying to find out what could have been a trend or a common denominator. And I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to find many more things than something that could be Asperger's or autism. Okay? However, many Asperger's and autism is undiagnosed, just like attention deficit. People say, oh my gosh, all right, you know, that person had attention deficit. Attention deficit is seen in Asperger's, it's seen in autism. Attention deficit is seen in a whole variety of people. It is so common, and it's very underdiagnosed. We've seen attention deficit in people with anxiety. We've seen it in people with bipolar. We see it in we've seen it in people maybe with even Tourette's. So if you say this child had attention deficit, are you going to say every child with attention deficit is a shooter? No. So we need to be very careful. I understand that parents and educators want to identify the next school shooter. But if you decide to corner somebody that might be on the spectrum, you're going to be doing yourself a huge disservice, and you're also going to be probably missing other potential killers. Nicholas Cruz. You know, Nicholas Cruz did not have that phenotypical look that some Asperger children have. And they're adorable, by the way. You know, I mean, having nieces and nephews, I mean, they're just adorable. But Nicholas Cruz didn't have that look. In fact, I think Nicholas Cruz had green eyes. He had, you know, I'm not insulting or criticizing people trying to find trends, but you have to be so, so careful. When we have 1 in 36 boys possibly on the autism spectrum, you're going to be doing so many people disservice trying to isolate, saying, okay, well, that could be the next shooter. Because I'm telling you right now, the majority of people that do crimes, they have a whole slew of issues, and you're going to now start to be discriminated against, like I said, people who could have a thyroid disorder. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not going to shut the government down. That makes no sense for anyone. Almost no one on either side thinks that's a good idea.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there as a House panel has reached a deal that will likely be passed in the House on an interim spending bill that will keep the government open, but it still will have to pass in the Senate. The White House says pharmacies will be calling, emailing, and texting those who are eligible for a booster shot this upcoming winter. The CDC saying everybody 18 and older should get boosted 6 months after receiving a second dose of a Pfizer or Moderna, while the same applies to those who are 2 months removed from getting their Johnson & Johnson shot. The Biden administration also making a big push through AARP to get older Americans their boosters. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the first case of the COVID-19 Omicron variant in the United States and California on Wednesday. Officials also reporting a man testing positive for the variant in Minnesota. That being said, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is urging calm.
We don't want to knee-jerk. Be concerned. But on the other hand, we have a lot of tools now that can limit spread, that can detect who's infected, right. Treatments for those who are. There's no reason to panic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The White House COVID-19 response team says it will be about 2 weeks before they can better understand the variant. The Major League Baseball lockout was necessary. That's what MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said amid the lockout that was announced, adding he's hopeful it will end soon. Owners locking the players out after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, when I was growing up, I just loved sitcoms. I watched Happy Days. I watched Laverne and Shirley. I watched a little bit of Archie Bunker, but that was kind of before my time because that was in the 70s. I loved Family Ties. I loved Moonlighting. I watched Moonlighting when I was in high school. But, you know, back to Laverne and Shirley. Laverne and Shirley I found a fantastic show. I wasn't a fan of Laverne and Shirley because when I was little, I really, really liked the male stars. I gravitated to the male stars, just like Fonzie, you know, in Happy Days. In Happy Days, I liked Fonzie. I didn't really like Richie. Well, you know, yeah, man, obviously Richie's male and stuff, but still, I just really liked that kind of that macho, cool. And in Laverne and Shirley, Eddie Mecca played Carmine, and they called him the Big Ragu. And that was at a time where you could kind of appreciate, you know, certain cultures, and you can, you could have, you know, nicknames that were kind of, you know, related to your ethnicity. So he was obviously Italian, and I guess they called him the Big Ragu, and it was a big joke or whatever. But he could dance, he could sing, he could make you laugh, and he was really, really talented. So Eddie Mecca was one of my favorite stars growing up. Just, I was a fan. Sadly, we found out that he has died. He has died at the age of 69. Now, from what we're understanding, he was found at his home. They don't believe it was foul play, but according to Daily Mail, they said that they do think that it could be maybe related to blood clots, as he had been recently hospitalized for blood clots and could barely walk prior to his death. His brother Warren McGeehan confirmed the news to TMZ on Thursday. The actor was found dead in his home in Newhall, California. Friends and neighbors have become concerned because they hadn't heard from him in the last few days. You know, we haven't heard much of, you know, his career in the last 10 years, but just an absolute world-class talent. He was just so cute, so talented, and I smile every time I see him. And so, sadly, he's no longer with us. Of course, you know, many people have been kind of concerned about, well, you know, could it have been COVID? COVID can put people at risk for, blood clots. I mean, it could, but there's so many conditions that can put somebody at risk for blood clots. If you smoke, if you have a family history, if you take, you know, there's certain medications that could put you at risk. So, sadly, we don't have that much information, but, you know, when we do, we'll keep you guys posted. Breaking news that happened yesterday, for those of us who are going to kind of be hitting the entertainment stories today, is Carlos Santana. Carlos Santana, I believe, lives in my neighborhood. Not my direct neighborhood, but kind of in one of the fancier neighborhoods next to mine. And just a fantastic musical talent. Carlos Santana is so cool. Just so cool. Apparently, he did a little video, and I have this posted on my Facebook and Twitter, of, you know, letting people know that he's going to be canceling his shows for the next month. Now, Carlos Santana has a residency in Las Vegas, and everybody's all like, oh my gosh, Adele, yay, Adele. We have tons of talent, including Adele. Vegas is amazing for that. But Carlos Santana has a residency here, and he plays at the House of Blues at the Mandalay Bay. And so he's had to cancel all his December shows. And what he did, since there was a lot of speculation, people were so concerned, he actually made a video and a little short clip, say, you know, talking to his fans, and he basically said that on Saturday he had this quote-unquote thing going on with his heart, and he asked his wife to take him to the hospital. He has now learned that he's going to have a procedure. Now, he didn't really give a lot of details as to what that is. You know, did he have a case of atrial fibrillation, an abnormal heartbeat, and then, you know, did that, does he now have to have, you know, a procedure for that? Or did he have some artery clogging and does he need a stent? But it sounds like he's going to just for the month. So that sounds like a very short term. So it doesn't sound like valvular surgery or something like that. Cause I know everybody's like, what's wrong? Until his, you know, sources decide to disclose, I agree, give him privacy. But my guess is to kind of calm people's fears that it's going to be a very commonly done procedure that did not have to be done emergently when he went to the hospital. He says he wants to replenish and he wants to come back and play for his fans at 150%, and he will not show up unless he can do that. He's just so cool. So, like I said, the procedure has not been specified, but whether it has to do with the treatment of a fibrillation or a pacemaker or stent, is yet to be disclosed. So once we know, we'll keep you guys posted. But God bless. Buena suerte. And hopefully Carlos can get through this. Now, Celine Dion. Many people have been asking what's going on with Celine Dion, because Celine Dion had to, you know, postpone her residency. And with Celine Dion, this really scared a lot of people, as she was having severe muscle spasms. So many people are like, oh my gosh, does she have multiple sclerosis? Does she have AML? We don't have any updates. But there was a very, very small development with Celine Dion. Celine Dion, apparently it's the 30th anniversary of her album, Dion Chante Plabondon album. And so she kind of posted a video. There was a song, I guess Ziggy, that got remastered. So she put that on her Instagram, but no word yet. All we know is she had in October written that she was heartbroken, that her team and she had been working on their new show for the past 8 months. They were not able to open in November. It saddened her beyond words. She has to focus on getting better. She wants to get through this as soon as she can. So Resorts World, which is where her residency was going to be, had said that she was going to be off because of medical reasons. And, you know, it is frightening when you see stars who we love and entertainers who we love and that are so iconic and that, you know, are just transcend what humans could do. It really makes you nervous when Celine Dion could sing. I mean, she's like, you know, in that class of Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera. Celine Dion is probably one of the most, Aretha Franklin. She is one of the most amazing gifted singers with her range that I've ever known. I mean, even before I really studied singing, I was like, damn, wait a second. Whoa, she's got some vocals. So when you see this, it does make people nervous. And that's why, you know, we talk about it on our show to calm people's fears, because we understand that it's very frightening. But they had said that she was experiencing severe and persistent muscle spasms that were preventing her from performing. Now, her sister had done an interview shortly after her hiatus, and her sister Claudette had said that Celine had said that the stage has some steep inclines, and the steep inclines were very challenging for her spasms because she was having muscle, leg, and feet pain. So it wasn't her voice. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, is it her voice? It wasn't her voice. It was something more, related to her ability to, walk across the stage and she would dance. I don't know if you've seen her show. I haven't been to her Courage World Tour, which is her new show, but I've been to her show and yeah, she's a fantastic entertainer. So severe muscle spasms could imply, we've seen severe muscle spasms with vitamin deficiencies. We've seen it with, you know, falls and strains and things like that. But of course, people are concerned if she has multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, anemia, muscle strain, diabetes, a spinal cord injury or other pathology, fibromyalgia, autoimmune disease, cancer, other injuries. You know, people have been concerned because she seems very, very thin. You know, I can't comment because I'm not thin. So I don't want to be one of those people where just because somebody's thin, I go, okay, they have a health issue. But, you know, Celine is a very, very, she's always been thin. She has always, watched her weight and kept that sort of passion about staying fit. So yes, even though she did look fairly skinny recently, I don't know if that's related. So as soon as we find out any information, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Eugene calling from Colorado. Eugene, how's it going?
Thank you, doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. All right, what you got for us?
Beautiful. Yeah, I have an issue. I've been seeing my doctor for like the last 3 months. I normally wake up with like a swollen neck, like as if my lymph nodes are swollen. Then I went to see my doctor, and she said it's not a lymph node. Maybe it's the blood artery. It's kind of tense a little bit. I said, okay. He said probably I'm reacting to an allergy. So I took a lot of allergy medicine. It's still not working. Sometimes I feel like I'm swollen on the left part of my throat when I wake up in the morning, so I have to like gug warm salt water. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, when I do that, it comes out like mucus, like salty one. In the last few months, like 2 months now, I've been having that, and I'm just kind of tired of it.
Of course. Okay, so does it feel swollen on the left side, or does both sides of the neck feel swollen?
It's both sides, but it's the swollen part on the exterior part. It feels as if it's just my blood vein that is pumping really hypothetically. And I told her, she said, yeah, I should walk that way. But so when I touched it, said those are my blood arteries, that they're really working fine. I said, but it's kind of working aggressively. Mm-hmm. So until I started having the left side of my neck, and it comes with like aching pain too. I see if I have like a muscle strain right there. Okay. So when I touch it, it feels swollen and okay. It's like with a little mild pain. So when I take like cough medicine or take anything like a menthol, within an hour, I start feeling like I need to spew or something. So it comes like mucus. And when it does, the pain just goes down and the swelling just goes down right away.
And the swelling goes down. Okay. Yes. Do you have still your tonsils, Eugene?
Say that again?
Do you still have your tonsils or have your tonsils been taken out?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you still have your tonsils.
I have it. Yeah.
And then do you get acid reflux? Do you like get heartburn or acid reflux?
I don't have that always, but when I do, probably maybe eat some food I react to it when I eat certain food, but it's not all the time.
Okay. So I had something similar, and of course, you know, my doctor was concerned and I was concerned. We wanted to make sure it wasn't like a tumor, because whenever one part of the neck feels like there's something there and then it starts to collect mucus, we always want to make sure. So I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who could do a scope and look back there. And then what he found out was he didn't find a tumor. He didn't find a mass. You know, maybe one of my tonsils was larger than the other, but he thought it was acid reflux, even though I never felt acid reflux. Like, oh, I rarely burp and I don't have it. So he put me on some acid reflux medication for a couple weeks and then it got better. But he only did that once he made sure there wasn't anything ominous or kooky going on. Did your doctor send you to an ENT yet?
Not yet. She said if I come back next time again, maybe sometime next week, they're probably going to do some, what is it called? Ultrasound to see, because what happens is that it started on the right hand side, and after a while it takes about a month and a half, then I feel a little bit like bump on my voice box. The voice box kind of goes up, comes down, there's a little bit bump there. So when I sometimes teach, so after teaching an hour, it feels very sore and swollen. Then if I rest like a few days, it draws the bumps kind of reduced a little bit. So when I get stressed and tense, it bumps up right back again. So it's as if the same process is repeating itself on the left hand side.
Cyclical.
Yeah,
right.
So I can see you. I see the bump is trying to come on the left hand side too.
Okay. So, Eugene, that's my recommendation, because I went through something similar. Get yourself to an ENT. Okay. Make sure the ENT takes a look. Okay. If at all you notice you're having heartburn, if you can't tell, cut back spicy food, elevate the bed about 45 degrees, maybe even try, you know, an acid reducer if you feel it. And then hopefully, but again, like I said, they just got to, I like the ultrasound to make sure the blood vessel's okay, but they have to make sure there's not like a little polyp or a little tumor or something that could be on that one side. Okay, Eugene?
Okay.
All right, man. Okay. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, you
Thank
take
you
care. Happy
much.
Holidays, Eugene. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's amazing how many things are cyclical like that we live with. And I kept blowing off my sore throat for the longest time. I just kept blowing it off and blowing it off. And it wasn't until I had a friend of mine who had said that they had, you know, throat cancer that I was like, oh, wait a second. Okay, that could be me, you know, because I just kind of kept thinking, all right, well, this is just something mild. This is something that, you know, it's not going to happen to me. But things, you know, something as simple as, well, you have heartburn that's irritating the throat, then the acid is causing swelling to all the way to cancer, can sometimes look identical. I know, sorry, my cousin Vinny, identical. So, you know, what I like to always do is rule out the more severe, and then we could break down all the mild aspects to it. But I think a lot of you guys wake up with sore throats. I think a lot of you wake up feeling like one side of the throat is not feeling right. And you know, we spoke about this earlier, how I think there's a heartburn epidemic. And I'm not saying all sore throat issues are related to that. We have COVID. We have allergies. We have mucus. You know, a lot of times we sleep with our mouth open, you know, and we snore. We sound like that when we sleep, so the throat dries out. You know, but for each of these things, there are little things you could do to kind of see if that could be what's going on. So, like, for example, if you sleep with your mouth open, you don't realize it, and you like that when you sleep, have a humidifier next to your bed, you know, and see what happens. See if you notice there's a little bit of a difference. If you have heartburn, what happens when you very short term take something for that, or decrease foods that increase heartburn? We talked about onions and garlic and chocolate and alcohol and fatty foods. But here's my big piece of advice. Even if you think you figured it out and you think it's something like allergies, or you think it's something like the dry air, or you think it's something like heartburn, always still get it checked out. The one thing I've learned in my medical career is if somebody is starting to have something like a cancer, and it always happens to somebody who doesn't think they're going to get it. So for those of us going, well, I'm not going to get cancer because I don't think that's me. Okay, every single person that has ever gotten cancer has been surprised, right, when they got it. That's just the nature of the game. You always want to make sure you get that looked at. I don't think we do enough to examine our throats. I mean, look, Michael Douglas had throat cancer. Val Kilmer. Throat cancer hits us. It's not a common cancer like lung cancer. Lung cancer is still the most common cancer, but it still affects us much more than you would think. And one reason is, well, HPV virus. If HPV virus gets into the back of our throats, that could cause cancer. I see it more in men than women. You know, women, maybe it's because, you know, they get more exposed to HPV in the vagina, so maybe there's more antibodies and we fight it off. But that's why we have a vaccine now for HPV, because we want to, some people can't fight off the HPV, and there's certain strains that cause cancer. But, you know, most of the men I know that had, you know, HPV cancer, they were men. And it got into the back of their throat, maybe during sex, who knows. Many of them were also smokers. So anytime you feel like there's something in the back of the throat, we always have to rule that out. Have your doctor send you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who can at least do that NPL, that nasal pharyngolaryngoscopy, to take a peek. But there are multiple reasons for sore throats or for that globus sensation, like there's something in there. All right, guys, don't go away. Keep those questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.